Fast am I, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. I was out riding my bike the other day in the mist and the rain, and a song I hadn't thought about for probably 30 years, 40 years, came into my head, and I was singing it along to myself. So I thought I'd play it for you. That was Steel Eye Span, of course, with One Misty Moisty Morning. We've had a few of those recently, haven't we? That's from their 1973 album, Parcel of Rogues. And the thing that strikes me about that, listening back after all these years, is there's no drums on there, which is unusual for the heady days of folk rock that Steel Eye Span were heading at the time. I've got vague memories of them playing that song on Top of the Pops, but I suppose it could have been one of their other hits. Maddie Pryor in fine voice there anyway. Next I'm going to play you a track by an artist called Marley. This is the stage name of Michael Colm Seymour, who's been living and working in Berlin since 2011. After gaining a following on SoundCloud for his remixes of and folk sampling beat-driven instrumentals, Marley consolidated this style into a debut EP called Dreams of Jarvis, inspired by the literary fantastical folk worlds created by Dylan Thomas Thomas, whose middle name Marley he adopted to be his moniker. He released an album called Meeting is a Pleasure in 2020, which is well worth listening to. But this is As I Roved Out, which is from an EP called Died for Love from 2021.
Instead
Marley there, and if you like that ambient sort of folk, then his other material is well worth a listen to. Now, last week I played a couple of Richard Thompson instrumentals from his 81 album, Strict Tempo, and I was just listening to it again, and I thought I'd play you this track from it. This is actually Rockin' in Rhythm, which is a Duke Ellington tune, and he impersonates the entire orchestra in a way, in that he's playing mandolins, mandocello, acoustic guitars, and there's drums in there as well from Dave Mattix. I love the way the mandolins come in as a sort of horn section call and response. Have a listen.
Says a red mullet to James, that's a fine motorbike. No girl could feel special in any such life. Says James to red mullet, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. But I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they'd ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. Tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed a mini man to get my Vincent machine. But now I'm 21 years, I'm at mid 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if Emma Vincent to ride. James 80 from robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now triumphs and Nortons and Beezers won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. We reached for a hand, they slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Richard Thompson there with 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That was originally on his 91 album Rumour and Sigh, but that version was from Acoustic Classics, released in 2014. I played that for a friend of mine who commented that he's only ever heard me sing that song and play that song. So there you are. You hear how it's done properly now. Here's a track from Seth Lakeman. I first saw Seth Lakeman on the island, actually, at the Villa. He was supporting Billy Bragg quite a few years ago. It must have been about 2006, because I bought this album, and this was new. This is Freedom Fields, and this is the track The Colliers.
Hold your fire. A great disaster, a terrible price was paid. 140 colliers lost, 20 only saved. Down on the ground they're lying, a dirt so thick inside. But there were many lost in the dark and dust when the colliers cooled out. Hold your fire, I said, well, come on. Got the gas in the old deep section, it packed like a wintry drift. And many a man had a blackened face before it finished his shift. And the manager had been told, without fire that shop will die. But there were many lines. dust and the dark and dust from the colliers called out. Hold your fire, they said. They said, come on. Hold your fire, they said. Now the firemen report they're missing. Well, some say 40 days. And the manager, he ignored them to cover his criminal ways. Now down in the dark they're lying, a dirt so thick inside. But there were many lost in the dark and dust when the colliers called out. Hold your fire, he said. He said, come on. Hold your fire. The family sent white lilies to pay for the Sunday best. And the manager found where it all comes down, the colliers had their rest. Go one more time unto the mine, hear those colliers cry. For there were many lost in the dark and dust when the colliers called out. There were many lost in the dark and dust when the colliers called out. Well, there were many lost in the dark and dust when the colliers called out. Hold your fire.
Seth Lateman there with the Colliers, based on the true story of the Gresford Colliery disaster, one of the worst disasters of the 20th century. There's a couple of other songs about that terrible event. It's interesting to look back at the lineup for that CD. It's quite an early one for Seth, 2006. There's, as well as Seth, there's Comet Byrne on Buran, Ben Nichols on double bass, Benji Kirkpatrick, later of Bellowhead, on bouzouki, and John Jones and Steve Knightley on vocals. Quite a star-studded lineup. Let's have some McLear. This is Earthbound, which consists of three tunes: Lewis and Molly's, written by Thomas Callister, Giga Pierre, which is traditional, and Cashin's Gap, also written by Tom. McClear with Earthbound. They are, of course, Greg Barry on drums and percussion, Adam Rhodes on bouzouki and mandolin, Thomas Callister on fiddles, and Dave Kilgallen on keyboards and fiddle. Let's have a track now by Emily Portman and Rob Harbour on from their 2022 album Time Was Away. This is Borstal Boy. The duo met at the Folkworks degree course at Newcastle University, and they've worked together off and on over the years, but this is their first recording together. The words for this song were taken directly from the graffiti on the toilet wall of a youth centre in Maidstone, Kent, and the words are an adaptation of the traditional song Died for Love, so Emily set the words to her favourite melody for that tune by Joseph Taylor of Lincolnshire.
One day to find his love had gone away. When he asked the reason why, with these words she did reply, if you were to choose a normal life, I would gladly be your wife. But as you choose a life of crime, Borstal boy, you do your time. It's all alone, alone in his cell. And in his hand, a letter read, won't you dig my grave and dig it deep? Put a marble stone all at my feet, a turtle white dove both o'er and above, for to let the world know that I died for
next, a song called Ken Small by Martin Simpson from his album Rooted. Ken Small salvaged a Sherman tank from Start Bay, and this led to the story of Operation Tiger in 1944 becoming recognised when almost 1,000 American servicemen were killed off the Devon coast. It had been hushed up till that time. US servicemen who had been billeted in Torquay had gifted an inscribed mandolin to their landlady, and she later searched out Ken and presented him with the instrument. This is that story.
Ken never gave up. He scoured the tide line, seeking small treasure down on the shore, until the night that the storm came and tore off the seafront, and he found his life's purpose in the litter of war. shrapnel and shell cases, buttons and badges revealed by the storm tide, long hidden and lost, like the lives of the young men who came to this country at such a great cost. Ken followed his dreams to this place in the South Hams. He came seeking solace down on the shore, but out of the blue, the dreams became nightmare, awakening darkness down on the shore. Out in the water, the fishermen told him there was something down there that should not be, something that told him a forgotten story of young men dying in a burning sea. Determined to salvage the truth from the seafloor, 10 years of struggle it turned out to be, until the Sherman tank rolled on its own two tracks without any help from the powers that be. Windows down, and he's happy to share his sandwich with starlings, his story with strangers. He has nothing but time for those that care. He got a letter from the president, another from the witch, poor congratulations from the privileged and the rich, and he got the D-Day mandolin from the lady in Torquay, who knew she had a gift to give on where the gift should be. His money was gone, his marriage was broken, he sat on the seafront and he never grew old, but he found peace and treasure down on the shoreline. He found truth and healing and the story he told.
Martin Simpson there with Ken Small. Martin does know how to tell a good story in a song, doesn't he? I was stood watching the birds in our garden doing the big garden bird count the other day. Lots of siskins were there, and it reminded me about the Siskin Quartet, which I played a track from last week. I went back and listened to the whole album, and it's great. It's really experimental in places, so I've ordered myself a CD copy of that. This is another track. This is Time Flies. Thank you. The Siskin Quartet there. Let's stick with the theme of birds. Here's one from Lady Maisery from their album Tender from last year, and this is The Bird I Do Not Know. Another album I've only just got round to listening to, it's actually from 2021, is Still As You're Sleeping by Kareem Polwart and Dave Milligan. Here's a lovely version of The Parting Glass from that album.
Tear I had, I spent it in good company, and of all the harm the tear I've done, alas, it was to none but me. The parting glass, good night, and joy be with you. comrades, the tear I've had. They are sorry for my going away, and of all the sweethearts, the tear I've had. They would wish me one more day to stay, but since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Corinne Polwart and Dave Milligan from their album Still As You're Sleeping. Now then, in terms of sessions happening here on the island this week, what have we got? Well, of course, it'll be the O'Donnell session tomorrow night, Wednesday night, that is, 8:30 onwards. Thursday night in Ramsey at the Buffs Club is the Folk Club. Also in Ramsey, Friday night session, 8:30-ish at the Mitre. And as it's the first Sunday of the month, we have the Laxey Sailing Club session on Sunday afternoon. So get yourselves down there for some great live music. So speaking of sessions, here's a tune I do like to play on my mandolin. This is by Spires and Bowden from their album The Works. And this is the Rochdale Coconut Dance. See you next week. Thank you.